From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Not guilty the pleas from a Eureka mother and her son accused of stabbing a 16-year-old boy to death last week at Ocean View Cemetery. Lorna Jean Lean pleading not guilty to a murder count. She's being appointed representation from the County Conflict Counsel's office Wednesday afternoon. An attorney representing her son issued the same plea during a juvenile court hearing. Both are implicated in the death of 16-year-old Brandon Brocious last Thursday night. Another reported phone scam in the area. St. Joseph Health issuing a release Tuesday saying the Fortuna Police Department is actively investigating complaints from community members receiving telephone calls from someone claiming to be representing Redwood Memorial Hospital to gain or collect personal information. FPD has not been able to determine the source of the calls and have reported the incidents to FBI Cyber Crime Division personnel. If contacted, Redwood Memorial Hospital is advising individuals not to divulge any information and to contact authorities. An update on wildfires burning in California and Oregon. The Carr Fire now considered 65% contained and has burned 211,000 acres. More than 1,000 homes destroyed. Firefighters are mopping up and patrolling less active areas of the fire. California Department of Transportation extending road opening hours for State Route 299 between Redding and Weaverville to between noon and 1:30 this afternoon. Mendocino Complex Fire is at 354,000 acres, threatening more than 1,000 structures. The Ranch Fire continued to progress northward, heading further into the Mendocino National Forest. The River Fire is now considered 100% contained. The Klondike Complex Fire is now considered 15% contained, firing operations continuing on the south to mitigate the spread towards Highway 199. Also, air quality in eastern Humboldt was unhealthy on Tuesday. An advisory from the North Coast Unified Air Quality Management District pointing out continued fire activity from the Carr, the Mendocino Complex, and Oregon fires continued to send smoke into the area. Weak inversions of the valleys and drainages will keep smoke levels elevated. Light southerly winds over the next couple of days will bring some limited relief. 21 seats up for grabs across Humboldt County as the election season ramps up. The county registrar of voters saying that information packets on candidates along with sample ballots should start surfacing around September 27th. If you plan on voting and aren't registered, the deadline is October 22nd. You can also vote if you miss the deadline by registering first and then casting a conditional provisional ballot. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.